And we're back for second half action. 27-7 the score. Cake. Thunderbirds up over Skagway. In that first half, we saw some pretty good scoring for the Cake Thunderbirds. They spread it around. Ashenfelter with six. Louise Kadake with eight. Chandler Kadake with a three-point bucket. And Benham had 10 points on her own. And for Skagway, a couple for Weber, a couple for Summer, and a three-point bomb for Jensen. For Jensen. Although the official score has it down for Cox, but it wasn't. All right, so 27-7, and action is underway. Cake has the ball, and a quick three-point shot put up by Ashenfelter. The right-hand side elbow extending their lead, 30-7. Jensen with the ball now for Skagway. She gets it down on the baseline to Selmer, and open. Selmer puts up a shot, no good. Weber there for the rebound. Her putback, no good. Taken away by Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter with a left-hand dribble up the court. Pulls it back out. Gets it down low. And this is something that Cake does so well. They feed the ball into the interior with a bounce pass and then work it around the perimeter. Shot up by Ashenfelter from three-point range. No good. Ball brought down by Skagway. Jensen has it for Skagway. She's looking right. She's looking left. She's looking for cutters. Nobody seems to be open. And she tries to force it down into the interior. A long diagonal pass through the teeth of the zone. Rarely works out. Picked off by Davis. Davis has the ball on the right-hand side for Cake. Left-hand pass over to Ashenfelter. Over to Billy. Billy's shot no good. And rebound brought down by Kadake. Kadake back out to Billy and over to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter to reset. Over to Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake shot no good. Nobody put a box on Louise Kadake. However, Selmer is able to come down with a rebound. But her outlet pass is picked off. And the officials are letting them play out there. Chandler Kadake finally gets the ball in her possession on the right-hand side of the court. Able to put up a three-foot little one-handed shot and scores it. Coach Jess Calise calls a timeout on the floor. She's going to talk to her team about possessing that basketball. Outlet passes are just as important as any other pass. Why? Because if you don't pass it, well, you're going to get picked off. And, you know, if you get picked off underneath your own basket, that's an easy lay-in for a very tough opponent, and you've got to play a perfect game against these Cake Thunderbirds. They're ranked, as we've talked about, number one in the state in Division 4A. That's Skagway's division. And they are a senior-led basketball team. Tanessa Ashenfelter and Louise Kadake both are seniors this year, and then they've got a slew of juniors on the team, including Davis and Billy and Chandler Kadake and Asa Veda. They've got one sophomore contributing big minutes, and that's Jacqueline Benham, and she's going to be good for a long time. Skagway, on the other hand, boy, it's just a whole bunch of youngsters. Al Weber, their only upperclassman, a junior this year, and after that, you've got a few sophomores on the squad, a couple of freshmen, and even an eighth grader getting a lot of minutes out there in Madison Cox. So Skagway, a lot younger than this Cake team, and sometimes it shows with the way they distribute the basketball. All right, Jensen's got the ball now and gets it down low to Whitehead. Whitehead is open for a second, but is double-teamed and dribbles out of the double-team down into the corner. Ball knocked out of her hands by Ashenfelter, and Whitehead will inbound the ball for Skagway. Will be Al Weber to inbound the basketball. Weber gets it into quickly to Whitehead. Whitehead double-teamed, gets the bounce pass back out to Weber. Weber looks up, gets it over to the top of the key, gets it over to Cox. Cox with a quick diagonal pass down to Selmer. Selmer having a hard time controlling that ball and steps on the end line. Turning the ball over, back to Cake. Ashenfelter with the ball and a smile on her face. Dribbles it up, fake left, throws right into the middle of the key to Davis, who gets it over to Kadake, back over to Davis. Davis tries to get across court to Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake looks for the jump shot, no good, gets it over to Louise Kadake. And Louise Kadake is swallowed up on the interior. Whitehead there, gets her hands in, ties up the basketball. It's going to stay Cake ball with 5:22 left to go in the third quarter, 32-7 the score. Cake up over Skagway. Davis inbound the ball. And an open Louise Kadake misses her jump shot. Nobody puts a box out on Billy, but Skagway's able to rip the rebound away from her. And Skagway's got the ball. That was Whitehead on that rebound. Jensen has it now on the right-hand side, looking down low to Selmer. Selmer kind of bottled up over there, gets it back out to Cox. Cox back up top. We're going to reset over to Jensen. Jensen gets it over to Cox on the right-hand side. Cox has an open look and set, gets it to Weber. Weber with a strong drive into the hole. is fouled by Tanisha Billy. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Seven the score, 4:57 left to go in the third quarter. Delaney Rao checks into the game for Skagway. Had six players in the court for a minute, but that didn't matter to Cake. Cake picks off the inbounds play, and Chandler Kadake takes it the length of the court, lays it in for two. 34-7 now with 4:42 left to go in the third. Jensen has the ball for Skagway at the top of the key. Gets it over on the left-hand side to Whitehead. Whitehead looks to drive into the lane. Nothing doing. Gets it back out top to Cox. Cox into the high post to Weber. Weber's drive to the hole. Foul! By Tanisha Billy. And she will go to the line and shoot two. I guess on that last drive attempt, they must have called it on the floor. But she will go to the line now to shoot two. Jim goes quiet. First shot by Weber. Just misses off glass. And she'll get her second attempt. Now Weber, the only junior on this squad, the only upper class person on the Skagway Panther squad. Second shot up. Off backboard, no good. Rebounded by Chandler Kadake. Kadake, quick entry pass to the free throw line. That high post that Cake loves to feed it into. Gets the ball back off of a couple of passes and launches up a three-point bomb. No good. Rebound pulled down by Louise Kadake. Over to Davis. Davis down low to Ashenfelter. Over to Tanisha Billy. Her shot no good. Rebound by Whitehead. Ball to Jensen now, and Jensen's going to bring the ball up the court. Jensen wants to feed it down to the low post to Rao. Rao's shot no good.
Right down the middle, Weeze.
Rebound taken down by Kadake. Kadake going to work it quickly up the court to Davis. Davis is on the left-hand side of the court, gets it over to Kadake. Kadake over to Ashenfelter. Nobody in front of Ashenfelter, but she passes anyway. Over to Davis. Her shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Al Weber. And Skagway has the basketball with 3:30 to go in the quarter. The point guard looks to an open Rao. Rao's shot just off rim. No good. Whitehead's there for the rebound. Whitehead has the ball on the left-hand side. Feeds it into the post to Weber. Weber's shot no good. And Cake has a run out. Madison Cox hustles down, tries to foul. Chandler Kadake unable to get the foul and unable to impact her shot. And the layup is good for Cake. And Chandler Kadake, 36-7 now the score. Skagway has the ball on the right-hand side, down into the post to Rao. Rao gets it back out to Cox. Cox over to Jensen on the right-hand side. Jensen back over to Cox. Cox gets it back down to Rao. Rao's going to put up a jump shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Vanessa Ashenfelter, and Ashenfelter brings it up into the forecourt. Cake works the ball around to the perimeter and puts up a three-point shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Cox has a breakaway. Cox now dribbling into the, just misses with a left-hand layup. Unable to get the rebound, but knocks the ball away from Kadake. Unable to corral that as well, and it is Cake basketball. Louise Kadake on the left-hand side to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter looking to work onto the interior. Instead, brings it out up top. She's going to circle the three-point line. Gets it over to Chandler Kadake, and her jump shot is good from three. 39-7 now the score. Skagway trails Cake in this conference game. Jensen has the ball over to Whitehead. Whitehead has it on the left-hand side, back up top to Cox. Cox looking for a little action. Gets it over to Whitehead. Whitehead's bounce pass at the feet of Al Weber. No good. And ball gets quickly pulled up into the forecourt by Cake. And Cake lays it up and in for two. Another fast break basket for Cake. Skagway has the ball again. 41-7 the score. Skagway yet to score here in the second half. They've got to find something going here in the second half. And they're just kind of passing the ball around the perimeter right now. Jensen tees up a three-point shot. No good. Al Weber there for the rebound. Unable to corral it. Down by Cake. And it was Kadake who pulled down that rebound over to Davis. Davis into the forecourt and stripped by Jensen. Nice play by Jensen. She wants to find a streaking Rao. Unable to get it. Whitehead goes down. Tries to corral the ball before it goes out of bounds. Unable to do so. And and it will be Cake basketball with 59 seconds left to go in the quarter. 41-7 the score now. Cake up over Skagway. Ball comes into Ashenfelter for Cake. Ashenfelter so strong with the basketball, so strong with a dribble. Strong rebounder. A strong player all the way around. Chandler Kadake has it, and boy, she's good from the outside. Her jump shot, however, a little bit too much, and too much air underneath it, really. Unable to connect on that shot. Ball goes back to Skagway. Skagway inbounds the ball. Jensen has it now up at the top of the key. Jensen picks up her dribble and has nobody open. Still looking to get somebody open. It is to look. That's open, and Al Weber gets the ball into the lane. Drive, shot, shoots, no good. Cake quickly with another breakaway. And the pass by Chandler Kanake falls harmlessly out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball with 16 seconds left to go in the quarter. 41-7 the score now. Skagway to inbound the ball. Got a player open down low, unable to see her. Now has picked up her dribble, needs to get rid of it, gets it over to Tuluk. Tuluk looks to get to the high post to Weber, does. Weber drives in. Her shot is blocked by Benham. Out of bounds. 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. 41-7 the score. Now Weber gets the ball into Cox. Cox's jump shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Tuluk comes down with it, but not in time to get off a shot. And the quarter will end 41-7.